When Christ walked among us, he brought good news that changed the world. That message is just as vital for us today. To help you focus your heart this season, we've released the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. Inside, you'll find devotions for every single day of the season. It is designed to be a daily companion to the podcast episodes we will begin airing on Ash Wednesday, February the 18th. Read along with us. The book is available on Amazon in ebook, paperback, and hardback editions. Search for The Good News, Grace for All, and order yours before Lent begins.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. Wrapped in Love. This devotional was written by Jenny Green and read by Amy Large. Our scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. I'll be reading from the First Nations version. Above all, never stop loving each other, for like a warm blanket, love covers a great number of broken ways. The comforting warmth of a blanket can give on a chilly day or a cold night is something we all have enjoyed since we came into the world. Babies are swaddled, children are tucked under comforters, and adults sometimes enjoy the warmth of quilts made by family members or previous generations. The first people who walked this land had only blankets, animal skins, and wood fires for keeping warm. In the rich imagery of these cultures, love is like a warm blanket. This nurturing love offers a chance to learn from our mistakes and faults. If someone in our lives needs forgiveness, love can help restore harmony and connection. Love acts as a powerful covering for failings within families and community, and even ourselves. It can help with feelings of security and safety. We are asked in this verse to, above all, love. Instead of focusing on our broken ways, the teachings of Jesus focus on love. When we walk the road of love, it becomes easier to build unity with the people around us, with the marginalized, and with those from cultures or groups different than our own. Wounds heal and strong bonds are built as the blanket of love covers and forgives, encourages, and brings peace. Think for a moment about where you, in your life journey, might benefit from being surrounded by extra comfort and warmth. Then visualize a colorful, thick blanket wrapping fully around you, bringing peace to the broken places, the heartaches, or the worries. This is a never-ending love, always present, and worth sharing with everyone who walks beside us. Let's pray together. Loving God, we offer you our broken places and broken ways, knowing that you heal and restore us each day. Help us walk the good road of love, reaching out to those who need comfort. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.
Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today.